Ed, this is...
Here we are.
So you have a memo in your materials regarding Virtus. We brought this up at the last meeting when we found out that Virtus, or actually the SEC, had filed an enforcement action against GTS and three of its principals. Virtus came out of GTS, so they had that kind of tie with them. And, you know, this is following our fair and standard process for dealing with these kinds of issues and what we're trying to accomplish here. We have a platform that we created for transition managers. Transition managers are used basically on a project basis. As a project comes up, we look to the pool, determine what kind of project it is, look to that section of the pool of managers and say, which one do we want to get? Go out, get some pre-trade analysis, go through the selection process, use one of them to conduct the transition management. So Virtus isn't, you know, Virtus is in that pool, and we have a contract in place with them, but it's not like the investment managers that we use within the portfolio because it is project basis. So what we're saying here in the memo is while the SEC is conducting its work on GTS and its three principles, there's the potential for more learning, more discovery to come out. While that happens, let's just put Virtus on the side so they stay in the pool formally. We don't have to rescind the agreement, but we're just not going to use them. We're putting them in the penalty box, so to speak. So let's hold them off while the SEC conducts its work and then go ahead.
Is this something you need a motion for, or is this something we can just be informed of?
I think we had a motion to appoint them, so I think we have to...
Action to temporarily suspend the use of Virtus in the transition. So I'll move that we temporarily suspend the use of Virtus in the transition manager pool.
I'll second.
Discussion?
Any further discussion? No further discussion?
Discussion.
Yeah, I'm going to make
all in favor.
Wait a minute, discussion.
Oh, there is discussion. I'm sorry.
You stated in your memo... they are not associated with GTS. Virtus is not associated with GTS. From your letter, it looks like they separated long before this enforcement action that's going on. Is that true?
No. So there were five principals that started Virtus that came out of GTS. So that's point one, is that there is that tie there. The SEC enforcement action covers exposure from, 2006 to 2014, and GTS left in 2004, or the founders of Virtus left GTS in 2014.
Okay.
They were there throughout the entire.
But you stated that they were not indicted, right?
Correct. They are not named. And it's not an indictment. It's an enforcement action.
Okay.
Or a complaint would be a better way of referring to it. An indictment carries criminal implications. This is not a criminal.
Okay. Second issue. Did you know that the Security Exchange Commission did an audit of Virtus?
Yeah. So the SEC audit of Virtus was an SEC audit of Percival, and
of what?
Percival Financial, which is the parent of Virtus.
Okay.
Percival carries on other brokerage business, and it's not clear what the SEC was looking at. And so that document says that the SEC reviewed, with regards to the 34 Act, the 34 Exchange Act, Section 17A and 17B. And if you look up 17A and 17B, those are with regard to brokerage practices, which isn't what Virtus does. Virtus provides consulting services. So it's not clear to us that, yeah, the SEC came and looked at Percival, but what did the SEC look for? What was their scope? What was their intent? And their document doesn't come back and say Virtus is clean. It comes back and says what we reviewed of Percival did not require any further action, but we are not signing off that nothing is wrong with Percival. That's what it says, essentially. I'm paraphrasing.
Okay. So, okay, that's news to me. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's... It's certainly unfortunate, right? Because we had looked at Virtus and we had had clients use them for other transitions, and they had done a nice job. The industry itself has had issues like this in the past, and so as you read through the complaint and what's going on with GTS, it ties back to Convergex, And Convergix was an issue back a few years ago in terms of their practices. So it kind of has this cloud over it. As fiduciaries to a pension plan, and what you're trying to do for your participants is really trying to protect your participants. And so we want to be able to garner the benefits of what transition management brings in terms of managing the portfolio, but we also need to protect. And when we look at the service offering and say, what can we do here that's best for the participants? We look at Virtus and say, it's one of the pool. There are others in the pool. There's nothing unique and different and so profound that's going to really benefit the participants that makes it worth taking the risk. So let's just not take the risk. Let's just stay away from it for a while. Let this thing settle out. When it settles out, let's revisit it.
What's your estimation of time when a Security Exchange Commission does something like this and goes for an enforcement act? What do you see that as a time length? How long does that usually take?
It can really vary. I would not be able to put an estimate on
from
that.
From what to what?
I would not
be able to. Can't give me a minimum or a maximum?
Well, I mean, let's say it went on 10 years. So that would strike me as a long time period, right?
Have you known some to go on for 10 years?
No, I'm just giving an end of the spectrum kind of point. If it went on for 10 years, that would raise an eyebrow, right? That would make me more suspicious than if it concludes in a month. So the longer it goes on, the more I'd be concerned that they're finding things, that it's not easy to conclude. At the same time, SEC has its priorities. I have no idea what that priority list looks like, and I don't have any control over what they do next on it. So they have their own.
Have you ever been with a firm where they have been investigated by the Securities Exchange Commission and seen how long it has taken for that to go through?
Yes.
What has that been?
It depends on the scope of their work.
Pardon me?
It depends on the scope of their work.
Jerry, I think you also, I think there needs to be an understanding of the SEC, and when they take on these things, they don't always fully disclose exactly every little piece that they're looking at, is one. And two, when they dig in, there might be some additional discovery items that they have to do more work on. So it's really kind of a case, I mean, Ed can comment on this, but I would think it's kind of more on a case-by-case basis, the length of the investigation. You know, I think 10 years is very, very much on the extreme. Okay. But is this going to be over in a month?
You know, in all fairness,
no, it's not. I don't think that. But
putting him on the spot, though.
No, it's not.
We are.
Is it going to be 2 months? I mean, is it going to be 2 years, 3 years, 5 years?
He said he doesn't know.
Doesn't matter.
No.
Yeah, he doesn't know. If you don't know, you don't know.
Okay.
Well, interestingly, we saw Wellington go through two SEC examinations in a fairly tight period, and they had requested just a lot of trade data, and it wasn't clear why. And they went through and concluded their investigation with no issues. I think there were some procedural kinds of things that they provided, and Wellington said, okay, great, thanks, we'll take this into consideration and fix those. Soon thereafter, SEC came back again and conducted a whole new investigation with even broader scope of more trade data that it wasn't clear why. On the one hand, it was like
the same company, the same Wellington.
You were just here, yeah. And they came back and did it again. So and that one concluded with no material findings whatsoever. Thank you very much. Okay. So, I don't know. I mean, something like that strikes me as it's probably a random process. They're probably kind of randomly selecting certain firms and doing some work on them. This one isn't random. Obviously, they're pursuing a complaint and trying to determine it. So I would think that this has probably an emphasis to it that they would want to conclude sooner
okay,
or later.
Okay, then let me... I just would like to see some kind of limit put on this, or have the understanding of what your recommendation is and put them on the watch, because it just seems to me it unfair. They danced through all the hoops to get the contract. They followed everything. They got the contract. We acknowledged and accepted them. So it seems unfair to me that they've done all that, and now we're saying indefinitely we're going to suspend them. We're not going to do anything until that.
Right.
SEC. I would like it revisited, maybe a year from now. Let's revisit it a year from now, see what the SEC has done with GTS and whether or not it has influenced anything on Veritas. And if it hasn't influenced anything on Veritas, then look at whether or not we could start using them as you know, our transition traders. That's
like
all.
The conclusion of this is going to conclude at some point, right? I mean, that would be our trigger, I think. Once it's concluded, everything's found out, then you can put it back on.
But again, it doesn't cover a time limit, and it says SEC could, some investigations may go 3-4 years. I don't
know.
Well,
that's with intent, because we don't have good transparency into the SEC process.
Right.
So 6 months from now, if we haven't heard anything from the SEC, I'm not going to have anything more to share. It's not until they conclude. Now, you could maybe look at it and say, well, there are two institutions here, Global Transition Solutions, Inc., and Global Transition Solutions, LLC, so those two institutions, along with those three individuals. If the SEC came out and said something about those three individuals and they're pursuing action against them, everything else is clean, we'd want to revisit it then.
I'm just wondering, is the one, so Veritas was formed with five principals from GTS that left and went to there. Is one of those principals one of our former employees?
Yes.
So is that? I just sense there's a personal connection here that's entering into this conversation, mm-hmm. And I think we have to set that aside.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm not saying that does not exist. But what I'm saying is I think there should be a time limit. I recognize that it's something that should be taken, the action should be taken, but there's a let's put a time limit on it. To say indefinitely,
it's not
could be 5 years or 10 years.
Yeah,
there'll be a resolution at some point. I think it's appropriate to wait until this is resolved.
I stand with the motion that I made, and then it continue until we see resolution in this case.
And I think I seconded it.
You seconded it.
Yep.
Okay. It's been motion and second.
Any further discussion?
I've said mine.
Okay. All in favor of the motion indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Abstain? We're okay on 4 out of 5. We don't have to have a 5.
We have to have a quorum.
Yeah.
We have 5 people.
We have a quorum.
5 voted.
Okay.
5 votes.
Okay. Motion passed with Mr. Tellis's abstention.
Recognizing that I'm not opposed to the thing. I want a time limit set on it so that people don't have to wait forever. That's all.